An oil slick hitting the shore soon in Louisiana. What a disaster. What is this going to do for offshore drilling in the future? More groups challenge the new immigration law in Arizona. And we start off with this one. A new Department of Transportation law kicked in on Thursday that so many people were thrilled about when they initially heard. And it has to do with your time on the tarmac when you're waiting on the plane. It's called the tarmac delay rule. It's been debated and thrashed about since it first was talked about or announced, actually, in December. Supposedly there's a whole bunch of new regulations that are going to so-called protect commercial airline passengers. And what the deal is here, if you get over 3 hours on the tarmac, you know what? They're going to pay a big fine, or there's a good chance they will, meaning the airlines. Now, you, the passengers, won't get $27,000 plus a head, but the airline theoretically is going to have to pay $27,000 and change for each person on that plane. So it's a 3 hour tarmac time limit only on domestic flights. Delayed international flights, the DOT is going to let the carriers basically determine what the time limits are there. So who better to join us right from the get-go with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight than one of my favorite pilots, international pilot too, by the way, DJ Frost. DJ, how have you been?
I'm doing great, Kate. I just got back from Ecuador a couple hours ago, so it's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, thanks for staying up and being on the show after that flight from Ecuador, as you mentioned. Let me ask you this. As a pilot, even, what's the longest you've ever been on a tarmac?
Oh, I've been out there for 3 or 4 hours at a time. The thing from the cockpit perspective is we get paid when the plane is off the gate and the plane is moving under its own power. So that we didn't really mind that much that we had to go wait in line because we knew we were on the clock and we were getting paid. We don't necessarily get paid when the airplane is sitting at the gate and the doors are open.
Yeah, so I got you from the work perspective of what you would actually make. I got you. But then you certainly don't want unruly passengers, and you don't want situations where, like, remember that crazy thing that happened last August when you had passengers who were trapped overnight on a tarmac in Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
That was just ridiculous,
yeah,
wasn't
that,
it?
That borders on ridiculous, too, because when I see things like that, I just say, come on, the captain has to be stronger and take more initiative in that case and just say, hey, we're getting off the plane. I mean, I sure as heck wouldn't want to be sitting in that plane overnight. I don't know why that the captain and the first officer decided they were going to stay in that plane and stay there all night. It just boggles my mind because I would have sure as heck would have been off that plane saying, I'm going to the hotel, folks, let's go. And I just don't understand that. The other thing, though, with this rule, and initially I was like, all right, that's great, because I also sit in the back as a passenger. In fact, I'm flying from Miami to Philadelphia tomorrow morning. And there's one thing, though, and people are going to have to keep this in mind, that, hey, if it comes up to 2 hours and 50 minutes in line and we might be 3 or 4 in line still to go, people are going to have to make a decision in the cockpit then and say, well, we got to go back to the gate now. We don't want to make that, you know, pay that fine. And meanwhile, you know, people are going to be in the back saying, hey, Nana's going to meet my flight, and she's waiting at the airport for me. Hey, we're coming up in that 3 hour window, and the plane's going to the back to the gate because of this stiff penalty that's going to be imposed. So people are going to be seeing that sometimes, especially when there's severe weather curtailing the departures at certain airports.
Yeah, no kidding. A good point. You know, if you're working for American Airlines or Delta or any of them, the carriers probably will have rules that they'll want the pilots to follow. And as you said, you get to that tipping point, which I've been on many flights that are right around the edge of 3 hours. They're not quite 3 hours, but geez, they're getting close to 3 hours.
And they're going to be staying on the gate longer, and people are going to be sitting around the departure lounge then saying, hey, how come we're not departing on time? And they're going to say, well, looks like there's storms. We anticipate there could be a three-hour lineup trying to take off. And I know I've been in those. I think I was actually in a five-hour one at JFK one night. And I think we did the whole tour of JFK. And yet, you know, we finally did take off in that point. But, yeah, if we get to that point then and saying, well, you know, do you want to go back? Are we going to stay out there? If people don't want to exceed that 3 hours, you know what? I think there's going to be some people are going to be very disappointed in that they have to go back to the gate, cancel the flight. And, of course, we saw what happened with the volcanic ash things going on there, what that did to people, because there's less flights, they're more crowded. People could end up then being delayed another day or so before they get to see their loved ones at the other end.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad you brought that up with what happened in Iceland with the volcano. As it was explained to me, because, you know, there were actually some people that were like, why can't the pilots fly? I don't understand it. I had a geologist on who said, it would be like with if you tried to go through the ash or tried to risk if you could get around the ash, almost like sort of shards of glass hitting the plane. Have you ever heard of that analogy before?
Oh, sure. I was on Fox News. I gave even a better one. It's like trying to drive your jet ski through sand. You know, jet skis go through water very efficiently. If you try and drive a jet ski through sand, it's just going to go. Sand's just going to go right into that engine and just seizes. All the parts are going to seize and melt together because it's almost like a glass coating that's going to go over them. And also, it could also go into the pitot-2s, which are the speed sensors on the front of the airplane that give accurate airspeed. So if those get clogged up, that could be a whole nother catastrophe in the making.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. That's the truth. You've flown for a while now. Do you think, are things getting better flying? I mean, that sounds funny to say that with all the crazy nonsense lately that's happened with planes having to be diverted, with crazy nuts yelling things on planes or whatever. But do you feel like it's getting better in the air?
You know what's really getting better is the passengers taking more initiative for the safety of the aircraft and the cabin. I think there's more people being more aware and looking around and really wanting to take action if there is something going on in that aircraft. And I think the whole mindset of what it used to be in before 9/11 of, okay, cooperate, we're going to go ahead and land, we'll let go of the hostages and things like that, it's completely shifted. It's gone 180 degrees in the other way, saying, look, if somebody's going to try something, then you know what, it's our life or your life. And that's when everybody has to get together and work for that common cause. And that's what we're learning now in security training at the airlines through our yearly training, that it's just a whole nother way of looking at it, and it's going to be us or you. And you know what? It's more important, the passengers and our lives now, because everybody's life is at stake.
Boy, no kidding. Hey, we tell everyone, thanks, DJ, to go to pilotdjfrost.com. It's a great website. It has the tips that you could use if you want to fly stress-free, because I know a lot of people sometimes have that trepidation still, as you know, about flying. Thanks. You take care. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kate. Anytime can help you out. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. And, boy, I'd fly with him anytime, I'll tell you what. I really, honestly. And he has so much experience, too, internationally and all over the country as well. So, and he's right. I saw him on that Fox News appearance when he was talking about that and what happens or what can happen with the ash situation. Coming up on the flip side, the oil spill. Will it put the brakes on offshore drilling? Ooh, I for one hope not. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Mind is loving what's happening in the Gulf Coast. The Coast Guard urging BP to formally request more resources from the Defense Department, and BP naturally is going to take help from anyone at this point. Pretty much the blown out well is 40 miles offshore and it's spewing. We've talked about this, but I got more analogies today. It's spewing five times as much oil into the water as they originally thought. So think about this. Picture in your mind what 200,000 gallons of oil would look like. Picture 5,000 barrels. Like picture 15 pirate ships loaded with barrels on the decks. And that's what we're talking about. The spill easily could become the worst oil spill in the United States history. The 11 million gallons that leaked from the Exxon Valdez, remember those terrible pictures, and that's back in 1989, and all the time for the cleanup, and you saw just the wildlife and how they were doused in oil. We could be seeing the same pictures ultimately because the Gulf of Mexico wells hold more oil than a single tanker. That's why it's probably going to be worse. And the whole idea here is there's no way to stop it. I mean, a minor spill is one thing, but at the scale that we're talking about, the escaping oil, I mean, you're pumping out a massive amount of oil, and how do you contain this? So the CEO of BP did an exclusive interview on CNN, and I happened to catch it, and he knows he's under the gun, and here's a little bit of what that sounded like. First, his reaction, and then how do you do the thing where you burn the oil off as potentially a way to stop it from hitting the shores? Because I'm telling you, it's like hours away from hitting the Louisiana coastline. And here's what he said.
I think it's far too early in the investigative process to speculate on the events and what transpired. It's clearly been a tragic accident, and you know, I feel great grief and sorrow, actually, because of the people who've lost their lives, and we clearly have tremendous sympathy for the families and friends that they've left behind. But it's too early to speculate on the course of the accident. What is clear is that the ultimate fail-safe mechanism in a drilling operation, there are many checks before you get to activating the blowout preventer. That is the ultimate fail-safe mechanism, and for whatever reason, and we don't understand that yet, but we clearly will as a consequence of both our investigation and federal investigations, it failed to operate. Well, the burning operation is part of a three-pronged attack on the surface. In the core of the spill, where the oil thickness is about 0.1 of a millimeter, we are using burning booms to try and collect it, and we'll ultimately see if we can set fire to it. Also in that central area, we have 16 large skimming vessels deployed. And then in the broader area where the spill is a surface sheen, that's about 97% of the area of the spill, that is an area that's susceptible to attack through dispersants.
All right, so that was Tony Haywood, and was explaining a little bit of the burning situation and the reaction as they're trying to figure out how it happened. And you heard what he said initially, that he was just fumed. Of course he was, because he's the CEO of this company that now is under fire. So many people glaring at BP and wondering, yeah, how did this happen? And now it's all about the cleanup. It's all about don't hit the shores, brother, because if it does, this is going to be the worst thing we've ever seen. You think of the oysters, and this is people's livelihoods, the oysters in Louisiana. And you think of the shrimp, all kinds of stuff that comes out of those waters. So it'll be some time before you eat any oysters out of there if it happens to hit. The fishing industry is big. A lot of people will be affected by this, to be sure. And the areas getting fouled up by oil, what's happening now is shrimping in the shrimping business, they're just scooping it up as fast as they can and getting out of there, worried that of course they can't be hanging out in the water, so to speak, for the next couple of days for fear that this is going to hit and hit big in it. Boy, it is. It's looking like it really, really could be worse than the Exxon Valdez. And to be sure, there have been lots of oil spills. But here's the question. Does this sour you in any way? Anybody listening to me across America, wherever you hail from, does this sour you in any way on offshore drilling? The Floridians do not want it. They don't want it. They don't want the platforms. They think it'll destroy the environments they have on either coastline, and they do not want to see that happen in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Atlantic. They don't want it because of this exact thing, the possibility of something happening, and then what ultimately was described by many people looking out and seeing a platform. Now, you wouldn't see the platform if you're too far out, but since we're seeing here what's going on in Louisiana, you cannot guarantee there won't be an oil spill. It's an accident. It happens occasionally, and I can't even remember the last time we've seen it happen. But the Valdez, I guess. But that was a tanker. So in the case of the platform, no one was expecting this. I mean, I can go back and tell you about a lot of different tanker spills that were awful in what they did, and American tankers, and one that messed up the Canadian coastline at one point. I want to say it was off the coast of Nova Scotia, if I remember right, and it was right before the Valdez. I think it was a year before the Valdez, and there have been other accidents that have happened on tankers. But when we're strictly talking about the platform sinking and doing what's happening in Louisiana, you know, you've got to really, really go back in time to come up with that happening. And the spill could make for some interesting politics, to say the least, on drilling. I personally think we have no choice but to do the drilling deal. Because of where we're at this time, our dependence on foreign oil. I don't care if a chunk of it's from Canada, you're still relying on some from the Middle East. But regardless, we have to be able to wrap our arms around our energy problem ourselves moving forward. So doing offshore drilling at this point, because you killed the electric car, meaning the car guys did that, the oil guys did that. Perhaps now there could have been, it could have been much more commonplace for people to drive electric cars. And there were other alternatives that were being developed and kind of went by the wayside. Nuclear power is another option, and that was pushed off because there were no new nuclear power plants being built. Now that's happening, but still we're years down the road from it becoming a reality. And the same thing with the offshore drilling, by the way. You still have to come up with the leases, you still have to build the platforms, all that stuff. So theoretically, it's 4 years away if everything's green-lighted. But now it absolutely is going to become a big problem. You know, in trying to do some research on this, the worst platform thing that I could come up with in the same area was in June of 1979, where an oil well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, and then you had the drilling platform that caught fire and collapsed, and it ruptured valves, and it made it pretty difficult for, you know, rescuing people and trying to control the damage. And that spill, it was in June of 79, and that was went all the way until March of 1980. And then you started to talk about moratoriums on offshore oil drilling. And as you know, that's been 2 decades, I guess, since we had our last platform built. And this one has the makings of being one of the worst that we've ever seen. So it's a fair question. I mean, does it sour you, even if you feel like I do, on the idea of the offshore drilling? Is there a better alternative to this? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Of a massive disaster. The Obama administration now saying that this oil spill in the Gulf Coast is going to be considered as part of the jawing back and forth, part of the conversation, that debate on climate change in Congress when it's brought up, the planned expansion. And, of course, that's what the cause of the oil rig explosion still isn't determined. But it could affect what areas the U.S. will open for future drilling. It's a big deal. Floridians don't want it. They want to build like a human chain and block it. I'm kidding about the human chain. That wouldn't work anyway. Didn't they try that at the border already and that didn't work? But remember, the president called for drilling in the Atlantic Ocean from Delaware to Central Florida and plus Alaska, too. So he wants Congress to lift drilling ban, and especially in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and that's 125 miles from the Florida beaches. And so it's ramping up nuclear power plants, doing the drilling thing. This is disastrous, the timing of all of this. And you got to reduce, I mean, look, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever, independent, could care less, whatever. Whatever your politics, we cannot continue to have the dependence we have on foreign oil. I mean, it's a huge national security risk. It's a risk, and it has been for some time. You know how easy we could trip up on this? No lease sales would even be scheduled till 2012 in any of the new areas they're considering. So, I mean, come on, the goal has to be and should have been before this, energy and independence. Because it leaves us vulnerable to so many different things, including terrorism, to be sure. All right, you're listening to America Tonight, locked and loaded, so to speak. You want to throw in your 2-800-259-5791. Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm good. You know, this is almost the weekend, so do you have casual, like, do you have casual Fridays in Montreal, or no, they don't do that where you are?
Well, I do, and so does Julie, but the rule is, if she's going to, like I said, she's a buyer for major supermarket chain, so if she has to talk to one of her major suppliers, she has to dress accordingly, but if she's not, then, you know, she also dresses accordingly as well.
Oh, I got you. So if it's a presentation day, of course, all bets are off. You got to still dress how you would dress in doing that in client.
Right. You know, for me, casual Friday for me is like a golf shirt. The rule is in my office is you're allowed to wear shorts as long as they're nice, not beat up jeans, dyed, you know, the usual stuff. Excuse me. And the women are allowed to wear all the tops as long as they're not quote unquote too revealing.
Yeah, you know, there's always some nut though. You know this, Sam.
Yeah.
Somebody who just doesn't get it. Some what would we call them? So they're just a little off. They're a little out of sync with the rest of the world, and they wear something wrong.
A nickel short of a dollar.
There you go. That's better. I like it. Sure.
Yeah, I saw it once on a bumper sticker, so that's why. Okay, now I might as well talk about what you're talking about just to prove that I do listen to this. Talk about other things than my other favorite thing. excuse me. Will this affect oil prices, this accident?
Oh, I think it will. It's especially as it hits the shores, because it's going to affect things like oysters and shrimp and fish and all of that that comes out of that region. But I think there's a good chance it affects oil prices, because now another platform is down. And remember, that happened when we had hurricanes, like Hurricane Katrina led to closing down some of the platforms, and that made the prices go up at the pumps a little more. So, yeah, sure, I think we'll see that, yeah.
Well, okay, because when I see Julie tomorrow, I'm going to ask her, because there's someone who just buys strictly seafood. Well, this mean that means if they have to buy seafood, will they go like to the Atlantic provinces, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, Prince Edward Island, or will they wait and see what happens here?
You know, I'd be curious to see what she says. If they wait and see what happens, but if it's the biggest disaster we've ever had, biggest oil spill, then there's no question they're not taking anything out of the Gulf.
Right. Oh, okay. First of all, one other thing about that decision that was made with the border guards.
Mm-hmm.
The council general put in the computer that we are not to be hassled. We are hassled in any way, shape, or form. We have this person's private number.
Oh, okay. So if you and your girlfriend go through and you come to the United States from Canada, so this is a different entry than what we're always talking about, the problems on the border from Mexico, but now we're talking about the borders with Canada.
Right.
You come over, you're spending time in New York or wherever, and you bring your passports and you don't want a bunch of hassles, and you were hassled in a bad way, certainly. Inappropriate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And a lot of her friends. This is how well respected Julie is. The chairman of the board of her supermarket said, "Okay, we have to buy stuff from there because that's the only place we can basically buy you fruits and vegetables and seafood and whatever. But to go to visit as a protest, if she didn't like the decision, they weren't going to go visit as a support to Julie, but." Once she told the chairman of the board, and we all asked it, "You happy?" Yeah, she was happy with the decision.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it would have been nice if the guy would have been fired, but, you know, basically, he's probably going to end up quitting anyway, because a severe letter of reprimand, especially in a government job, doesn't look good.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look good. I agree, absolutely. Okay. So what's going to happen with your Canadians? Tell everybody, for people who are interested in what's going on in the NHL playoffs. Now, we have the Kentucky Derby. That's big. That's this weekend, Saturday.
Right.
And 20 horses entered in that. Some of them complete long shots that won't make it. But some other interesting storylines. Tiger Woods is playing at Quail Hollow. A crazy story came out about him today that he supposedly slept with 121 women while he was married. Nuts. But he had a rough time, and he might not make the cut anyway this time around. But there are people that are following hockey. What's going to happen with your Canadians?
A lot of people are still on high, and they think that the Canadians can actually beat Pittsburgh in like 6 or 7. I hate to be, as we say up here in this neck of the woods, a party pooper. I don't think they can. I think, Halak's doing all the work and all that, but I think he's tired. I would not be surprised. Okay, if the Canadians take it to 6, I will be very happy. If they win it, hey, even great, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure, wonder how tired they are after that incredible series with Washington, exhausted after that Game 7.
Yeah,
so they get by the first rounder, and now, like you said, They learned that it was just a few hours afterwards they figured out that they were playing the Penguins, and that's not a great reward, like you mentioned, for trying to, you know, you got to upset the team that was supposed to win the Stanley Cup. That's pretty tough.
Now, what about your Flyers? Let's bring that in, lady.
Gosh, I don't know how it's interesting. It's funny that you bring up it's funny that we're here sitting here talking about hockey and talking about the Flyers, because I talked to somebody today who was watching a practice. He was watching what was going on in a couple of they call them shoot-arounds.
Skate-arounds?
Yeah, they're skate-arounds, but there's a different name for it. But anyway,
optional practice.
That's right. You can sit on the bench and you can eat a cheesesteak while everybody else does their turn.
Yeah.
And I think in the series that you're talking about with the Penguins and the Canadians, I'd love to see it go to a Game 7, but I agree with you. 6 would still be good. I think in looking at Philadelphia, man, I think it's going to be hard for them to hang all the way through to get to the cup. I'm not predicting Philadelphia gets to the cup. Let's put it that way.
I agree. If Philadelphia plays Montreal by some grace of God in the Eastern Conference Final, then we'll talk about a little wager, maybe.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, no problem.
But you have to figure out what it is. What do you want the wager to be?
Okay. I know you love the smoked meat, but you're probably getting a little tired of it.
Okay, so we'll come up with something else. We'll come up with something fun. Maybe the other person has to wear the t-shirts of the other person. Yeah, the other team. If that'd be cool if that happened. I mean, hey, the Bruins are no slouches, that's for sure.
For sure. And, and then I also heard somebody saying on the local sports, this morning before I went to work, they had on, and then I'll let you go because I know you have other callers. They had the commentators of the French version here of what, you know, of on the TV, and they were like yelling like, yeah, the Canadians won. It was just like they've won the Stanley Cup. The English version on TSN, which is our ESPN, like, yes, the Canadians have pulled the major upset. And then the Washington Capitals. Capitals lost 2-1, then dead silence. That's the end of the season. Now break for a commercial.
Yeah, we don't want to dwell on it, those wounds. It hurts, definitely. Have a great weekend, Sam.
You too. Take care.
All right, so in talking a little hockey there, we're both interested because, as he asked me about Philadelphia, they start their series, and they start at Boston. It's an afternoon game for them on Saturday. I'll be watching that one. And then they've got a game on Monday, too. I think the road for my Flyers is a little bit easier than his Canadians, but, you know, who's to say that after they stretch that to 7 that they can't get the better of the Penguins with a few breaks here and there. Coming up, Bob Baffert on having the favorite horse in the Derby.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
All right, as always, we're swinging for the fences here on America Tonight. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and all those spots in between. Hey, coming up in our third hour, we have our triple crown. It is a triple crown challenge, but it's really about the trifecta. And what happens with the trifecta is it means that you pick three horses that will come in order, one, two, and three. You don't even have to know the horses. You're really just picking numbers. So you have 20 numbers, and you're putting the numbers together. You could say 9, 14, and 12. And it could be in whatever order. It has to be in the exact order, though. So it doesn't matter about descending or ascending. It's just what order of the numbers you think will happen. That's how a trifecta works. And actually, some people, when they go to racetracks, when they just every once in a while go, they're not big horse players, they do that. They look at a name they like for a horse, or they just pick random numbers, and sometimes they win pretty big. All right, the horse that I do like horse racing. And I've mentioned this before, I kind of grew up a little bit with some horse racing. And so, to me, which is neither here nor there, who cares, except for that I do have an interest in it. I like the favorite horse, but it's just too easy to pick the favorite horse. But looking at Lucky, has 3-1 odds, drew the number one post position. Dwayne Lucas says, hey, post position doesn't matter. I don't know that I completely agree with that. Maybe a little bit. But I think there was something lucky about this horse getting the number one slot, and you look at the odds. So this, to me, is my favorite horse. If I was just going to lay money on the line, you wouldn't get much return. But that would be the horse that I would pick. Bob Baffert is the trainer of Looking at Lucky. Here's what he had to say about the horse.
Well, I mean, the main ingredient, you need a really good horse. And you cannot, you know, a really good horse usually wins this race. So, you know, I've come in here with horses that, you know, I've always thought the horses that I wanted, they were the best horses. They, you know, they won two legs of the Triple Crown. So that usually tells you they were the best horse. All in all, you need a really good horse. And so I feel like, you know, I'm bringing two really good horses in here. And Lucky, you know, he's done a lot. That's the main ingredient. You got to have a good horse.
Absolutely. You got to have a good horse. So just keep in mind, remember, third hour, incredible prize pack. It's like nail the score, but even easier because you're just picking those numbers however you want them. And once you have that number, that's your trifecta. Nobody else can get it. So the horses are Looking at Lucky. In the one slot, two is Icebox. That's a cool name for a horse, isn't it? Three, Noble's Promise. Four, Super Saver. In the five slot, Line of David. Six, Stately Victor. Seven, American Lion. We're going to let you hear what that trainer had to say a little bit later in the show. Eight, Dean's Kitten. Nine, Make Music for Me. 10, Patio Prada. It's a cool name. 21 odds. 11, Devil May Care. Conveyance is in the 12 slot. 12 to 1 odds. Jackson Bend. 13, 14, Mission Impassable, 15, Discreetly Mine, 16, and again, this is the gate they come out of, Awesome Act, 17, Dublin, 18, Back Talk, and 20 is Homeboy Chris. So that just happens to be how the horses come out of the gate. That's where they're loaded in. So when you turn on the tube right before the race goes off, because you don't want to watch all the stuff before it if you're bored by it, but you tune in to see the fastest 2 minutes in sports, and you hear you hear the sound, actually, of them being loaded into the gate, and that's how they'll go in that particular order. But for our purposes here on America Tonight, just to make it fun and to give away some prizes, we're always talking about such heavy stuff here. Got to have a little fun and lighten the load a little bit, especially as we swing into the weekend. So we will have our cheap movie review and the trifecta challenge. I got it right. The trifecta challenge in our third hour, the last three segments of the third hour, we will do that. All right, quickly some odds and ends for you as we're getting close to the finish line here of this first hour on ATN. The whole week, the past 2 weeks, has been about what's going on in Arizona, the reaction to it, and who's going to sue, and what's going to happen, and all that sort of stuff. So now the cops are suing over the immigration law. A police officer in Tucson is asking that he be exempt from enforcing the new immigration law, and filed a lawsuit in a federal court on Thursday because he says that it's seriously going to impede law enforcement investigations and also how they can successfully stop crimes, that there's no race-neutral criteria or basis to suspect or identify who is legally in the United States. So you would obviously be looking at skin color, how they speak, what kind of clothing they wear, and what kind of car they drive. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, listen, you're going to have natural profiling that happens here, even if the governor says that it's not going to happen, that there's no racial profiling. It would be impossible to not do that. You know, the governor, Jan Brewer, emphasized over and over again that racial profiling is illegal, that it's illegal in America. It's certainly illegal in Arizona. But what the officer is saying, his name's Martin Escobar, he's saying the law is the product of racial bias aimed at Hispanics and places every Hispanic within the state at a serious risk of losing their constitutional rights. Personally, I don't think that this law ever comes about. I've said it too much, and I don't want to just keep beating the same dead horse, but I don't believe we ever really see it out there, or the fact that the officers are going to have to interpret it, because either what's going to happen is you're going to get that referendum on the ballot in 2012, if there's 76,000 signatures and they're all valid by the end of July, the beginning of August, well, then this is nil because it becomes an issue that goes on the ballot in 2012, like I said. So that's down the road. If that doesn't happen, there are so many lawsuits being filed that certainly somebody is, there's going to be some injunction. That's going to happen. You just know that. The point is now the focus is back on immigration problems, back on illegal immigration and what to do. And with the groups announcing challenges to this immigration law, with the May Day rallies that are planned across the United States, trust me, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's no matter how you feel about this, it's not going to happen. That's why I say bravo to the governor for doing it. Taking a lot of crap, a heap of crap is being thrown on her. That's when you're in politics, though, it's your fair game because that's what you do. You are the governor of this state. And so what are you charged with doing the best thing you can do for the people of that state? It goes through the legislature, comes on her desk. It had been talked about a bunch. So that's the deal. The deal is it's a tough immigration law. It's one that has really inflamed a lot of people and on both sides of this. And the bottom line is with 500,000 illegals and especially the problems with gangs and the problems with drugs and all the other things that they're facing in Tucson, in Phoenix, in Tempe, and all over the place, then she felt like she had nothing else that she could do or nowhere else to turn because the National Guard, that was not going to happen. They asked for the National Guard several times, and it was just not going to happen. So I think what I've said and what I just said at the top is it's not the law is not going to actually be enforced. There's no police officer who's going to have to enforce that because it'll never see the light of day. That's it. Speaking of seeing the light of day in a different or from a different viewpoint, that's what's going to happen with Charlie Crist. He wants to stay out there politically. So what Crist is doing is saying that his only loyalty is to the people of his state, and that would be Florida. So the governor announced that he's going to run under the new Lieberman rule. That means I can change horses, right? And he did. He's going to run as an independent rather than a Republican, which is interesting because what a crazy choice they'll have, the voters in Florida. They've got a three-way race. We'll see what happens, whether or not he's going to get the backing and whether he can win a federal office without any formal backing from a political party, I guess, is the best way to put that. I'm going to leave you with this. No matter what you give a woman, she'll make it greater. Give her sperm, she'll give you a baby. Give her a house, she'll make you a home. Give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. Give her a smile, she'll give you her heart. She multiplies and enlarges what she's given. So if you give her crap, be ready to get a ton of it back. Just a thought.
If you do not vote for him, he will take power.